weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
And as we've been hearing, the team behind Raspberry Pi, the microcomputer that has redefined home computing for thousands of people around the world, have won the UK's top engineering innovation prize, the Royal Academy of Engineering McRobert Award. I'm pleased to say it on the line, here's hopefully, Raspberry Pi's CEO, Dr. Eben Upton, CBE. Hello, Eben.
Hello there.
Congratulations to both you and the team. You must kind of have a feeling sort of personal pride, but also for the team itself.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is it's a lovely bit of recognition. And it's a lovely bit of recognition for the team, and it's also a lovely bit of recognition for the community, because the unusual thing about Raspberry Pi, usually when companies win this thing, it's recognition for the company. Obviously, Raspberry Pi is much, much larger than the pool of people who happen to be employed at the moment by Raspberry Pi. And so there are thousands of people who can all, you know, claim a little bit of this.
I was wondering about that, as to how much of the innovation came from the Pi itself and the team of people that you have around you, and how much was the ecosystem of the software community and those hardware projects that people have subsequently developed for it?
Yeah, I think that obviously on the software side, because we're built on open source, we're kind of an unusual platform, right, in that we are a closed source piece of hardware that runs open source software. So on the software side, there's kind of very direct involvement of very large numbers of people in obviously, you know, we wouldn't be able to build this platform if it wasn't for Linux. We wouldn't be able to build this platform if it wasn't for the kind of the GNU family of tools and Debian distribution and things like that. So there's very direct involvement. On the hardware side, it's a little more indirect in that, you know, we have to, if there's going to be a piece of hardware, we have to design and build it. But a lot of the kind of the concepts for what we should design and build are things that we came to by looking at the second generation Raspberry Pi is very much informed by our observation of what people did with the first generation.
And what's the most exciting or perhaps innovative use of the Pi that you've heard about so far? I guess you probably don't get to hear about everything, do you?
We don't, and that's the weird thing, that it's become, particularly on the industrial side, it's something that's embedded into so many products that people don't even really talk about whether they built their product on Raspberry Pi anymore, any more than, you know, no one puts out a press release when they put a capacitor in a product. Mm. No one puts out a press release really when they put a Raspberry Pi in a product. But I mean, we've seen the things that I'm excited about on the industrial side are all these kind of these Internet of Things. We sometimes call it Internet of Big Things, because when people think IoT, they often think things like Nest thermostats, these consumer objects which are very small.
Yeah.
And you can't always fit a Raspberry Pi into those, but there's a massive world of industrial IoT, you know, Internet of Big Things, as we call it sometimes, where people have, you know, you take an air conditioner and then make an Internet air conditioner by taking the same air conditioner and putting a Raspberry Pi inside it. We've seen just lots and lots and lots of that stuff happening, and just this kind of pent-up demand for putting intelligence into the devices that are out there in the world.
So one of the things that seems to have happened, initially it was aimed to build the educational side of things, but it seems to have taken on a whole different life, as you mentioned, these Internet of Big Things and people within industry and other products, which presumably brings back revenues that you can put into education.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a unit that we sell to a child is great for two reasons, because, you know, we've got a unit in the hands of a child, and we got a little money to spend on the educational mission. A unit that we sell into industry is still very exciting for us, because we still get that little bit of cash. And probably the other surprise for us with Raspberry Pi has been that the Raspberry Pi itself was supposed to be our contribution. When we started doing this, we never imagined we would be doing this at a scale which would allow us to do conventional charitable activity, you know, good works. Mm. And really, it's the kind of the explosion in scale of Raspberry Pi, driven in part by industrial, that's allowed us to go out and hire. I mean, I think we have roughly 60 people now working for the foundation, on top of the 30 people who are working for the trading company. We have roughly 60 people working for the foundation. And being able to afford to do that has allowed us to intervene, I think, in ways that we never would have imagined that we could do.
And how many Raspberry Pis have actually, I nearly said sold, but I remember we did an item when you were giving away the things on the front of a magazine. So how many Raspberry Pis have been distributed now altogether with the different versions?
Well, we only distributed about 10 or 20,000 on the front of magazines. So,
right.
So let's say 20,000 distributed and another 14 million sold. Which puts us in puts us in third place behind the Mac and the PC. So we recently overtook the Commodore 64 as the third most popular. Yeah, the third rung on the ladder is a long way below the second rung, but it's kind of fun to be the third most popular general purpose computing platform in history.
And I know there are rivals to the Raspberry Pi, but I'm just thinking that generally you must have grown the market as well.
And on some level, you know, before Raspberry Pi came along, the thing that existed, which was most similar to a Raspberry Pi, cost $130. Now there is a proliferation of devices a lot like the Raspberry Pi in the Raspberry Pi's price range. They tend not to be as stable as the Raspberry Pi. You know, we've yet to see anything which we find scary, terrifying. But it's kind of nice to have kind of cataloged, to grow this market. It's been a category-defining product, and to some extent we can grow the market and we can kind of all move forward together.
I rather like it that your prize is a gold medal. Is it a gold medal for the plus the £50,000, of course? Is it a gold medal for the team, or do you get one each? Or a little baby one like you do when you win Wimbledon?
Well, so far we only have one. I believe we probably get one each. I don't know if we all get one. Well, the ideal would be one each and then one for the team as well, one to go in the cabinet at work. Right now we only have one medal, so I probably should look into that.
And do you think that, you know, next time that the judges of the award, the Royal Academy of Engineering, the people there, when they're choosing their next recipients of the McRobert Award, what chance that might be built on the Raspberry Pi itself?
I think very, at least prototyped on the Raspberry Pi. I think there's a very, very, very good chance of it, because you just find them everywhere. We tend to look behind things, but I think in your studio, I think if one looks behind some of the monitors that you have in your studio, I think there are Raspberry Pis. And we've got into the habit of looking inside things and behind things and finding kind of the hidden Raspberry Pis that are out there in the world.
Yeah, the little screen that I look up and reminds me, well, sometimes it reminds me what my name is, which is quite useful, and various other things that I have to do. It runs on the Raspberry Pi, put together by a wonderful engineering team here. Yeah. Well, yeah. Look, good to speak to you as always. Congratulations from us to you and to the team on picking up that award last night. They've got a nice dinner as well. It's always important.
A really fantastic dinner, a chance to spend time with engineers, lots and lots of engineers in the room, more engineers than you normally see in any one place.
I had a very nice dinner with some engineers myself a couple of Saturday nights ago, and it was a very pleasant experience too. Dr. Evan Upton, CBE, and the CEO of Raspberry Pi. Thank you very much for speaking to 105 Drive tonight.
Thank you.